Oh, and why don't you tell me when you were born?
I was born in 1992, so I'm 26 right now.
And how did you get involved down here?
My grandpa was actually known as Chicken George. So whenever I told people, oh, my grandpa is George, they were like, do you mean Chicken George? So one summer, I was about 13, and I think he finally decided that I was mature enough. So he said, why don't you come to the picnic grounds with me? You can help in the morning and stay for a little bit in the afternoon and see how you like it. And I said, well, sure. And here we are. Half my life later, I'm still sitting here. So it's a good time on Wednesdays.
Why was he called Chicken George?
I think that he was called Chicken George just because he was always in the same spot here on Wednesdays. He was always right by the fire, always watching the poles spin, making sure the chickens were okay. And down here, where his last name is actually Zatezalo, which okay. is not the easiest to say. So I think calling him just Chicken George was a lot easier for most people.
So are you related to Ted or Mark?
I am related to Mark. Mark and my mom are cousins.
Okay.
Ted I am not related to that we know of, mm-hmm. but because we have the same last name, because we've been at the picnic grounds together forever, we all know all each other's family. So,
right.
And I think that Ted and I would probably claim each other. So that's always good. He's my boss, so that's probably a good
right.
thing.
Yeah, I interviewed Mark last year after the picnic, the annual picnic.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ended up losing the interview because our equipment got stolen, but trying to re-interview him sometime.
He will actually probably be here today. I know his
that's
wife is out of town, but I think he'll come later in the evening.
Okay.
But that's when most of the friends will come. I think that's when the beer tastes the best. So I think that's when the biggest crowds come.
Like five-ish?
Five-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have a rule that the chickens have to be picked up by 6. And a lot of people take that for every second that it's worth. It's 5:59 and there's a line of 20 people. And they're like, it's okay, we were in line. And we're like, uh-huh, yeah, sure. Because after 6 o'clock, we start selling the chickens.
Okay.
So yeah, people know 6 o'clock is our time, but they definitely milk it.
So is your both of your parents, are they Serbian?
Just my mom is Serbian, so just my grandpa, Chicken George, he was the only Serbian one. So then I got it from my mom, and to tell you the truth, this is the only Serbian thing that I do. I don't know, I don't speak it, I don't attend the Serbian church, I don't celebrate Serbian Christmas, I cook chickens, and that is the extent of me being Serbian, which I'm not even sure how much that aligns to being Serbian, but here in Weirton, being Serbian, cooking chickens, they're all wrapped into one, so.
Right, yeah, well, it's a tradition here, for sure. Yeah, I think someone last year, it was either Mark or Father Merrick, said that there was a lot of, I think when they went back to the home country, they noticed that there was a lot of wood roasting of meats, so they said maybe it is a tradition, yeah. Yeah. So why don't you walk me through what the day is here?
Okay, like my day
yeah.
here? Okay. So lucky me, I get here at 6 a.m. every morning, and we take chicken orders from 6 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And so that's what I do for my first 2.5 hours as I sit and answer the phone, talk to everybody, sometimes get their life story, but you know.